Growing businesses and finance professionals, you need Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software. It's powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card, which helps growing companies scale with credit lines of $500 to $15 million, automated expense reports, and as many virtual cards as you need. For a limited time, get $500 when you get started with Bill Spend and Expense. Request a demo at bill.com/get500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We are back on a Thursday. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman on the ones and twos. Big shout out to Kevin Meyer, Meyer Cork and Bottle, 13th and South. Always great for him to come in on Thursday. Thursday does a phenomenal job, like always. Always has a great atmosphere and great customer service over there. And we always enjoy Kevin coming in and spreading his wealth of knowledge and the libations as well. But we are back in Lincoln, 1040 O Street. We are brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese special ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill here in Lincoln, and 168th and Maple up there in the Metro. And a lot has been going on, DP. But most importantly, you know, before we're going to save the Lakers for 5 o'clock, because we're going to try to get back on schedule here. So we got about 9 minutes, and I didn't get to send it to you. I just saw the send it to Austin. It's the hot, or the head coaches on the hot seat in the NFL. Now DP, this hits a little home here, but number five, we both are going to celebrate. Okay. Number one on the hottest seat. That means on the butt warmers, he's on level six, and you only have three, is Robert Saleh. He's taking receipts, so the receipts are that he's on the hot seat. Number two, New York Giants head coach Brian Daboll. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I think he was even on the hot seat after he made the playoffs. The coach, the owner said, don't be just a one-hit wonder. And number three, a guy that probably was almost out the door, made some staff changes, and I think because of where they're located, got to be like – under the radar. Number three is Dennis Allen. Mm-hmm. And number four is probably the most surprising coach to still be employed, considering this, DP. Let alone take the record, and that's just the known. I always say, like, that's the factual, right? So that's a fireable offense. Now, whether it's his fault or not, you have two assistant coaches that get let go during the season because of, I don't know, what would be the way to say it, bad character inside the building. Mm-hmm. Right now they are grown men operating on their own, but we've seen head coaches held accountable. But Matt Eberflus still is a head coach. Number five on a medium low hot seat, because he's number five out of eight, Mike McCarthy, Dallas Cowboys.
Lame duck coach, because it's your boy.
Well, last year, and a lot of coaches, from my experience, and DP, you know this too, it never had to deal with it when, you know, obviously when you were in Washington, but, mm-hmm. you know, in Carolina, I mean, obviously the new owner, he'll fire anybody. But mm-hmm. a lot of coaches, when they're in their what's called a lame duck year on their contract, just go up there and say, either you're going to give me a new contract or fire me. That's why you always have Black Monday. Well, Mike McCarthy says, hey, I like this type of pressure. He's okay with it. And here's the most surprising, but not surprising, the two next, or the next three, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. Mm-hmm. Generally, right, DP, correct me if I'm wrong, when a coach fires both coordinators or gets two new coordinators, it usually gives you, what, 2 years? Right, because you have the built-in excuse. Right? I mean, just from our experience back in the day. I mean, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I always found that interesting. Like, so I hired them. And they were so bad, I had to fire them. So that should give me 2 more years to get it right. Under what logic? Under what logic is
You know what that logic is?
I was so terrible at hiring. This was like, I had problems here when it was said here. Like, hey, we did such a bad job, we need 2 more years to fix it. You should okay me for another 2 years.
Well, that was because on the recruiting trail there said there were some issues with 5 years left on your contract.
Yeah, the only coach in the NFC East who's not under fire is the newest hire.
Well, we ain't got to week 10 yet.
Literally the whole division is on fire because everybody knows it's one and done in the NFC East. You get a year and then you flop, and then somebody else steps up and gains exposure, or somebody else gets a run. The rest of this coaching, this list. First of all, can you put the Bears list head coach up there every year since Ditka? Was there ever, like, maybe the Super Bowl year?
Lovey was pretty good.
But everybody else was on the hot seat every year.
Yeah.
Okay, so since Ditka.
Uh-huh. All right, here we go.
Dave Wannstedt.
I love this one. DP loves it. Before we get into this, if we have any listeners that are Chicago Bears fans, I'm pointing to DP.
Yeah.
DP loves whether it's going down the rabbit hole of their quarterbacks.
It's remarkable.
And now the head coaches. Austin,
it is a remarkable run.
Austin, bless us with Mike Ditka on.
Yes.
Mike Ditka was succeeded by Dave Wannstedt.
The stash.
Yes.
Stash.
That's okay.
Who was followed by Dick Joron.
Wow. Dickie Joron.
Yeah.
Joron, okay.
Joron.
Yeah, I forgot.
He was a better safety than coach.
He was a better special. He's a Hall of Famer.
Sporting News and Pro Football Weekly and AP Coach of the Year in 2001.
Yeah. They were actually pretty decent for a year or two. Yeah.
Then you had Lovey.
Yeah.
No issues with that tenure. Mark Trestman for 2 years.
Yikes.
John Fox for 3.
Oh, you're so kind to
John Fox was decent.
He was decent in Carolina.
But he got up to the playoffs. The problem with John Fox.
14-34.
What didn't, hold on. Weren't they good then?
Say that again.
Wasn't that what was his last year? What was the year?
2017. The next year they have Mitch Trubisky with Matt Nagy.
That's where I was messed up. Yeah.
Nagy
yeah.
was 34 yeah. and 31.
Oh. That's where I was messed up. Because I knew that. Okay.
And now
I stand correct. What coach had Which coach had Jay Cutler when he had the fake knee injury and then the backup came in, then he's like, all right, I can play.
Have been Lovey.
Was that okay? It was Lovey. So that's where I got messed up between Lovey and Fox.
Oh.
And that was like Lovey's last year, right?
Close to it, yeah.
Oh,
the coach killer.
The illustrious history of the Chicago Bears.
You can't go wrong. Like, you can't go wrong by saying, hey, take a look at the Bears. You can do that with the Bears.
They're the only.
The Clippers. The Detroit Tigers.
Damn.
The Tigers had Leland.
Yeah, but.
Have they won a world championship? Detroit?
Yeah.
In baseball?
Yeah.
Recently?
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me look at that because I always think there are. Somebody went
when
through.
They had it, what was his name? Iggy? What was the dude that kept getting DUIs? What's his name? Number 24? Remember Miggy. Him? What's
Miggy
his name?
Cabrera.
Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah, I liked him. He said, I'm a drink and I'm a drive, but I'm going to hit home runs.
Oh, that's so good.
But that's what he said. He said, listen, remember when he got pulled over in spring training?
Yes.
He said, are you Miguel Cabrera? He said, yeah. You drunk?
So
I'm hitting home runs tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm hitting bombs tomorrow.
Yeah, best believe.
Get me in now so I can get out of time.
You need tickets?
World Series title for the Tigers prior to the birth of Austin Orman in 1984.
That's when they had Trammell on them. Uh-huh. Alan Trammell.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I used to play with them on the, I don't know if it was PlayStation or Atari. They used to be hitting bombs.
Oh, man.
But DP, you got to hear the next coach, though.
Yes.
You know, this one falls in under Aaron Davis is when we used to say, can we help a brother out? Yeah. Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles takes him to the playoffs, rejuvenates Baker Mayfield's career, has a really good draft and a good defense, and then next thing you know, my brother's on the hot seat.
Okay.
And Todd Bowles, I'm going to tell you this, DP, his voice does not match his body type.
That's what I'm saying. He's never, I don't know how you can be led by Todd Bowles' voice.
That's a fireball offense anyway.
Like, his facial expression is top-notch. Then his voice. Because it's literally, you're there expecting. It's like Mike Tyson. You see the grimace and you go, that's a bad dude.
Yeah.
Then he talks and you go, he better be tough.
But if you see Todd Bowles, if you
like,
see,
he better be tough.
If you see Todd Bowles in person,
yeah,
he's a big old dude.
Look, so in DC when Todd was there, and Todd would come, we would have these meet and greets, and Todd would come, and without fail, it would be a line of people who would line up to meet this impressive man.
Yeah,
and then they would go up and he would try to sign stuff and take pictures without talking, and it was on purpose. But to watch, if you were a little boy below the age of 11 and you looked up at Todd Bowles, you were like, this is magnificent. This is spectacular. And then he would talk.
Yeah.
And the kid was like, dang, my voice deeper than his.
Yeah.
Substitute teacher time.
It was
one of the great mind, defensive minds.
Phenomenal.
But
learned under Jim Johnson, of Philadelphia Eagles, rest in peace, defensive coordinator.
Ooh.
Last but not least, on the hot seat, we've talked about Josh Allen, and we've talked about where he goes this year. I think this is if I'm Josh Allen, I'm in constant talks with my agent right now because I got to think about something bigger. We talked about Tony Boselli protecting his legacy going into the Hall of Fame, not playing right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Sean McDermott is number eight on the hot seat now. I think he being a four times in a row AFC East champion probably lets him survive to the following year. But the one thing that happens in the NFL that people don't understand is guys get fired so the other guys can keep their job. Now if they break up and it's, hey, DP, I gotta let you go, but you know what? In probably 3 or 4 years, I'm gonna be a head coach. I got you next time. Or if it's McDermott wanting to stay and Brandon having to fire him in his mind unjustly, then that's where it gets a little shaky.
Yeah,
I don't think McDermott should be on there.
You're right. I don't think McDermott should be on the list. I really don't.
And Kevin O'Connell ain't on the hot seat?
Yeah, I wonder what kind of deal you have to leave your boy off the list.
Yeah, like you ain't in number eight.
You had to make a statement that we know the worst eight franchises in the NFL.
Well, hold on, the Cardinals coach. I mean, you just chilling down there in Arizona.
You got a good time.
Right.
You got a good time. Look, listen, his seat is so hot it may implode in August.
Take control of your growing company's finances with Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card. With credit lines from $50,000 to $5 million, Bill Spend and Expense is here to help you thrive. Say goodbye to manual expense reports and juggling multiple cards. And say hello to saving time and eliminating wasteful spend. Try Bill Spend and Expense today at bill.com/promo500 and get $500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank. Member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck. And check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Cardinals. That job could be open.
Listen,
training camp.
I am efforting to try to get Bryce Butler to come here. I'm trying to entice him because he's like this internet golfer, but I met him down the Super Bowl. And we text all the time. And when I go in on Pocket Hercules all the time. And I feel bad.
He's your Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I feel bad because I said he looks like the little kid that stole his parents' cell phone running around. You know what I mean? You got to chase him around and all that and through the house and you stub your toe. You know, that's what he looks like when he's running. But when I say Bryce Butler goes in on Kyler Murray, and it's firsthand experience and knowledge.
Yeah.
He has no problem at all getting busy. It's just amazing how some coaches kind of, you know, slide under the radar. You got a playoff, you got two playoff coaches in Bowles and McDermott. And then this is just an opinion on the list. On the hot seat. And NFL training camp is right around the corner. And if you don't think players know potentially where their coaches go if they're on the hot seat or not, they know. And if you want to see it on the flip side, if you didn't think that Sean Payton and company knew that Russell Wilson didn't have any chance and you know what, to be a Denver Bronco this year, then you did. Then you. That's why he talked to him the way he did in Detroit.
I need to get to this list every year before training camp. Before training camp. Because this reminds me, first of all, this is not easy. And everybody doesn't have a chance. But there are 12 teams. We talk about the number of teams who really don't have a chance to win the Super Bowl every year. And the reality is, while it varies at the top, at the bottom, it is a rock solid 12. Rock solid. That literally right now, if this is one of your teams, cross them off the list for potential Super Bowl champions. Why? Because they've never won it. Never won it.
Leave my Texans alone.
Hey, man, listen.
Leave them alone, man. They're just a new franchise.
Hey, then, first of all, we're going to do it in reverse order. Reverse alphabetical order.
Driving the stake in.
So the Tennessee Titans have never won it.
We can agree on that one, Jay. Right? We like that.
Right?
Yeah, man, I don't like that, Tennessee Titans.
Then we got to go to Minneapolis. I know you're mad. But the Vikings have never won it. The Chargers never won it. Jaguars never won it.
And never will.
They're all on the list. Texans never won it. There's a reason, but hey, still. Detroit Lions never won it. Cleveland Browns never won it. Cincinnati Bengals never won it. Carolina Panthers never won it. Buffalo Bills never won it. Atlanta Falcons never won it. Arizona Cardinals never won it. All of your hot seats should begin with teams on this list because you're bad. You're bad. You know you're bad. You've always been bad.
But what's it going to take for them to get off of your list?
So here's the quote. We can say that Buffalo is the closest?
Not this year. I don't think Buffalo is going to be good.
None of this. Listen, I'm willing. I'll go to Vegas and say I'll find somebody to wager money on on these teams. Any and all of these teams not winning. Because what year Super Bowl is this? 57, 58? 58? They're 0-58.
Yeah.
Collectively, hey Austin, quick math guy.
59, by the way.
59 times 12
would be 590 like a mug. Plus 118, 708.
They are 718. Boy, listen, if you are a season ticket holder in these markets, you make February plans every year. You never have to worry about, hey, you know what?
We're going to playoffs. Houston going to playoffs. Best believe that.
Yeah, but you're not gonna win.
They're gonna win one game. They're gonna get the playoffs.
What metric? What math number is that can put in perspective that these professional sports organizations, who are the elite of the elite when it comes to putting rosters together, game planning, assessing talent, play calling within games, execution of plays, are 0 out of 718 attempts to get it right once. Never got it right.
When you say it like that,
boy,
that hits home. That is awesome. That just the gut punch. DP will kick in the gonad right there. I mean, just
yes, sir.
Just captain list right here.
Yes,
just,
sir.
You know, like when the old, hey, Austin, old Tom
yes,
and Jerry.
Yes, sir.
When they would wrap out the list, the Christmas list come down and just keep going.
708 coaches long.
Hey.
Just, 718 ain't no choice. Coaches. You know what? Might as well just don't even play. Just take
718 general managers. 718 quarterbacks. Hey, I'm the team general. I'm elitist. Who's going to follow? And 718 Crickets. Armies. 718 armies. Straight into a ditch. Straight to the bottom of the hill.
There ain't no Julius Caesar over there. Ain't no Julius Caesars over there leading them teams, boy.
Oh, God.
Thanks, DP. That brought up great memories when Charlie Cassidy called me up to come down to Houston.
Oh, man.
Hey, here's a funny story. I remember being down there, man. Hey, Austin, you just got traded. Pissed off. You understand me? Man.
Angry? Upset?
I was like, pissed what the off. Hell? I said, what the hell you got me? First of all, it was hot. I mean, it was hot that I ain't never been in before. Like,
Buffalo to Houston, that's a difference.
It was 75 degrees, and I was like, yeah, it's hot up here in Buffalo. I'll never got off that plane. It was 90-something degrees. It was so humid. I was like, yo, what did I do to you, Tom Donahoe? You sent me down to Houston. And then I was like, man, these dudes are expansion teams. This team is garbage. Jelly. You couldn't have sent me to, like, Atlanta or something? Everybody needs some linebackers. I'm down here, man. I remember with Charlie Cassidy, and you know, I grew up a Redskins fan or, you know, a Commander. So I knew about Charlie Cassidy and I, you know, kind of, you know, how you know, like, you know, he's.
Oh, man.
This, brother feeling was
just
hurt.
CJ, you know, the meme of the kid just walking, he's kicking a can, his shoulders are all forward. He's just kicking a can down the street. That's Jay Foreman wearing a Houston Texans jersey.
But here's the thing.
He just shoulder slump. He won't look up. He's just kicking a can down the street.
Man. It took me about 3 weeks. It was like a new kid going to a school, going from public school or something to a private school. That's how I was. But after I got down there, I loved it, though. I love Houston.
I
didn't love that we weren't trying to win. I seen some dudes come through there. I'm like, dude, you couldn't even park my car. I mean, we were drafting dudes in a supplemental draft. In the second, third, we was just drafting dudes just to be doing it.
Y'all were a used car lot, bro.
Like I said, I'm not going to say who it was. I remember reading this scouting report. I will never forget this in my life. Because you read the scouting report, and they tell you the strength and weakness. They was like, he has slow feet. He looked big, play soft. And then it was in capital letters, and it had a box around it. Like a rectangle. Expose him on the pass rush. It didn't affect me, but I'm like, oh, this dude. I was talking about this. Charlie, you need to go. You need to go to work.
This dude was a revolving door.
Listen. And like you said, come February or whenever the free agency started, I will never forget. I was so we lived right. I lived right by the stadium, and then it was me and I remember one of my good friends on the team was Troy Evans, who's been on here before, and Jason Simmons. So we used to like kick it. You know, we'd go play like. This little 9-hole course, you know, kick a couple beers or whatever. And I remember our boy, we used to call him Money Reg because he used to wash a car. He always had a big wad of cash. I was like, you ain't getting that from washing cars, but it's cool. He come in. He's like, hey, man, you guys just had a big free agency signing. And I looked at it, and all three of us looked at each other. Like, can you believe this? We out here trying to rub nickels together, trying to get paid, and they just gave this dude all this money?
Here's one that...
Your boy.
In Carolina, 1997. Season is about to end. Last game. And the players, the leadership had gotten together. And at season's end, they went into the locker room. Now imagine you show up for the last home game Sunday. And your locker is empty before the game.
They emptied the player's locker?
The players emptied his locker because they said, there's no chance.
That you come back
That
here.
You coming back.
Hey, the bet. You know what they should have done? Hey, DP, you know what they should have done is put in his locker with the, they had like these little hooks where you put your, you know, your hat. Just put the U-Haul keys.
Yeah, just, we got just, you, just we up got in there. Like, yeah. Empty. Empty. Didn't even have the box.
Yeah,
but didn't even have the box of stuff. Just, you ain't gonna be here, bro.
But here's the worst part about that, though, DP. Because when you do that, the equipment guys will ask you, what are you doing? So they were in on it.
They knew.
And then the equipment guys must have called upstairs, and they was cool with it.
Cool with it. And sure enough, he was he was gone, gone.
Man, that's tough. That's tough. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We got a lot of stuff to cover. We got the Los Angeles Lakers hiring J.J. Redick to a four-year contract. No Laker coach in recent history has lasted more than 3 years. So my over-under is a year and a half. J.J. Redick was like, we'll go back to the booth and say, this is a little bit better. And then also, Phil Steele has came out with his rankings. We'll probably be able to dive into it more next week. But he has the Big Ten rankings. So there's some surprises. If I'm P.J. Fleck, I'm a little upset. They got us behind UCLA with a new head coach. Anyway, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.